is Jack Haskell, sitting in for your regular host, Ed McMahon, on Monitor 67, where you keep in touch with the weekend world. The big story this weekend, of course, is that red-hot American League pennant race. And we'll be right on the scene with on-the-spot reports as the action develops. Right now, it's Minnesota 1, Boston nothing, and Detroit 4, California nothing. Right now, let's hear some Monitor music. Here's an outfit called the Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band with Lapland. The other day when Gene Rayburn told me he works for Peanuts, I didn't really dig. Now with the coming of Monitor's Big Candy Weekend, it sinks in. He meant Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts. That's B-R-A-C-H-S Brock's. And he doesn't work for them, he works on them, on my Brock's milk chocolate-covered peanuts. But I can't blame him, though, because these are princely peanuts. And what a peanut's got to go through before it can face the world as a Brock's chocolate-covered peanut? First, it has to be a number one Virginia peanut, roasted, oh, so carefully. Then it's inundated, dunked, that is, in Brock's own pure chocolate. Now, is it ready? No, no, no. It gets still another thick coating of Brock's rich milk chocolate, a final and fitting robe for this prince of a peanut. Keep them handy for entertaining. Get them at that Chocolates to Cheer About display in your favorite store. B-R-A-C-H-S. Delicious. If you were a successful performer in television, movies, nightclubs, and recordings, would you want to add a retail business venture to your schedule? Well, the answer is you would if you had the energy and ambition of our guest today. Her name is Polly Bergen, and she's just introduced a new cosmetic product to the market with the improbable name of Oil of the Turtle. How did you ever get in the cosmetic business? What happened to the Polly Bergen that we all know and love from television and motion picture?
It totally was an accident. I had no thought of being in the cosmetic business. It was quite simply a formula that was put together by a girlfriend of mine and myself and a chemist, thank goodness, for a skin problem, a complexion problem that I had developed in California. And it worked so well, quite honestly, that I, being the big mouth that I am, told several of my friends about it, and pretty soon I was laying it around to half the ladies in my neighborhood, and they were all carting home the mayonnaise jars. And that's really the way it happened. We just grew so enormously, and we now have discovered we've created a monster. We're in 400 and some stores in the United States, and I'm in the office every day from 8:30 in the morning until 6:30 at night. Yes.
Well, now, I've heard of mineral oil, castor oil, motor oil, and all those things, but what is turtle oil, or oil of the turtle?
Well, turtle oil is really something that, as hokey as it may sound, and it does sound hokey, goes back to Cleopatra's days. It was one of the original anointing oils that are mentioned in the Bible.
Oh, really?
And has been used for centuries by women as a beauty aid.
Polly, I would like to ask you one question. We've been talking about turtles and the fact that your product uses turtle oil. Mm-hmm. Do you have any pets at home?
Yes, Matt. I have a St. Bernard. I have a poodle, two Lhasa Apsos, 13 cats, which I think have sort of gotten down now. I have Earl, who is a turtle. We call him Earl of the Turtle. And my son has some goldfish and a bird who will not live too long because my son plays with him a little harder than he should. We really didn't mean to have 13 cats. It was the cliche story of having two cats. We thought they were both men, and they weren't.
Well, now that you're an executive in the cosmetic business, does that mean we can't look for you on television?
Oh, wouldn't it be lucky if you could get out of that? No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid you're still stuck with me now and then.
Time for both?
Well, it's very hard for me not to sing. You know, I grew up with it. My father, of course, sang, not professionally, but he sang and played the guitar.
I remember seeing your father on a number of television shows with you, and I enjoyed
it
very much.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's a great story in itself, because he was so totally unknowledgeable about the business, and so natural, and there was only one problem. You learn very quickly in this business, and the first time he was on, of course, he knew nothing about cameras and red lights going on and off, and then another gentleman must have later on said, Mr. Burton, you stood off your spot. You have to stand on your spot, because that's where you're lit, you see. And that made him a little more nervous. And then one day someone said, how does it feel to realize that 30 million people are watching? That was the last show Dad did. He went home and packed up and went back to Tennessee.
Well, Polly, our time is about run out. And thank you very much for coming and talking with us here on Monitor.
It was good to see you again, Jeff.
We've been talking with Polly Bergen, who, in addition to her other projects, has now added a business career, manufacturing and selling oil of the turtle.
When your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, you need the soothing relief of Ammons Medicated Powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable. With skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
You're listening to Monitor 67 at 16 minutes after the hour. And coming up shortly, an on-the-spot report on the progress of the American League pennant race. Right now, after 2.5 innings, Minnesota leads Boston 1-0. Detroit leads California 4-0. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor beat.
Hello, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Plaza 7, 8866.
The problem: marriage and homosexuality. The answer:
there are men who are either overt homosexuals or latent homosexuals who get married. They get married because they care for the woman, not necessarily in a sexual way, but in an emotional way. Or they get married because they feel that they are living in a society where people are husband and wife, and it makes life easier for them, but their friendships are with the person of the same sex. Now, if this is what is there in your marriage, it's about time that you found out, at least so that you know what you're dealing with. And if it isn't, it's important that you know for your own peace of mind.
Adult advice for adult problems. Join Dr. Joyce Brothers weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Jack Haskell here, continuing with Monitor 67 as Bobby Darin sneaks in here and sings about fabulous places.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There's so many exciting and wonderful places, mountains and jungles and desert oasis. Pleasant as home is, it isn't what Rome is, so why stay there? There are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Russia, Spain, and Tahiti, and Rio, just the only names to you and me. I feel certain that people we'd be glad to know there. So tell me, why don't we get up and just go there? Go to those fabulous places where we long to be. Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo and Cairo and Lisbon and London, wonderful, fabulous places we're longing to see.
Here's a message meant for you. Are you high-spirited? You're high-spirited? Now there's an exciting drink to match your champagne mood. Sparkling Champale. C-H-A-M-P-L-E. Like nothing else you've ever tasted. Except champagne. Champale puts more sparkle in any get-together. Buy Sparkling Champale wherever beer is sold. It costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champale Malt Liquor. Champale Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Hello, this is Tula Clark, Plymouth 68.
And the beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on.
Last year, over a quarter million owners of other low-price cars were won over to Plymouth. It started a movement, a momentum, a beat. And the beat goes on.
New 68 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealer, where the beat goes on.
My darling.
Thank you.
was the Ray Conniff Singers with Moonlight Brings Memories. And in a moment, a live on-the-spot report on the American League pennant race. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wims products that keep your car going strong.
Azusa, Azusa, California.
But keep your car going strong. Have
Wims. This is Keenan Wynn. Perhaps you're wondering why we call Azusa the Keep Your Car Going Strong capital of the world. Well, that's where the Wynn Oil Company people, to whom I am not related, make their Keep Your Car Going Strong products. For instance, Wynn's Engine Tune-Up. It's guaranteed, or your money back from Wynn's, that in just 10 minutes driving time, Wynn's Engine Tune-Up will free sticking hydraulic valve lifters.
Lifters!
It frees sticking valves.
Valves!
Repowers sluggish engines.
Engines!
Wynn's Engine Tune-Up tunes your engine while you drive. It prevents costly engine damage. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's Engine Tune-Up.
Ah!
It's made to keep your car going strong by Wynn's.
No relation.
Of Azusa.
And now, a Monitor Sports special. Monitor is following the American League pennant race to its conclusion this weekend with reporters in Boston and Detroit. For a report on the Minnesota Red Sox game, Maury Siegel is standing by at Fenway Park, Boston. How's that game going, Maury?
It's in the bottom of the third inning. The Minnesota Twins lead it 1-0. There are two away in the bottom of the third, and Carl Yastrzemski, Boston's Mr. Everything, is at bat with a 3-2 count. Jim Perry, a relief pitcher, and I'll get to why he's on the ball game in a minute, is pitching now for the Twins. I think we ought to pick up Yastrzemski at this point. There's a Red Sox runner on second, Jerry Adair, who got there as a result of a walk and a ground out. 3-2, Perry facing Carl Yastrzemski, the Red Sox big candidate for most valuable player. Here's the pitch and a swing, and he struck him out. And the Red Sox, who had an opportunity to tie it up, getting their first run at the second base of the ball game, go down in the third inning, and at the end of three complete innings, the score is the Minnesota Twins. 1, the Boston Red Sox, nothing. Jack, we have a great day for baseball here today. The first upset of the day, the weatherman predicted a cloudy, overcast day. But the temperature is 83 degrees, there's a beautiful sun, and a little wind blowing out through it left center field. The ballpark, as you know, is packed. It's been sold out for about 3 weeks, about 35,000 people. And included among the people here are the Vice President, Hubert Humphrey, and a vowed Twins rooter, who flew in from Minnesota this morning, and his box seat companion is Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, who, is, of course, a Red Sox rooter. Jim Cott, the hottest pitcher in baseball, the guy who had won 7 straight games in September, had to leave the ball game in the top of the third inning for the Twins. He said he felt something pop in his left elbow after striking out the Red Sox pitcher, Jose Santiago. He's replaced by Gaylord Perry. The Red Sox picked up a run in the first inning on 3 singles. Tony Oliva knocked in the only run of the ball game so far. Manager Dick Williams came out of the Red Sox dugout during the first inning, and he thought it appeared for a moment he might jerk Santiago. But the big Puerto Rican, trying for his 6th straight win, has settled down and has the Red Sox pretty well under control at the moment. At the end of 3 innings, 3 complete innings then, the scores, the Minnesota Twins 1, the Boston Red Sox nothing. This is Maury Siegel in Fenway Park for Monitor Sports.
Thank you very much, Maury. Linda Dillon is standing by in Tiger Stadium in Detroit, where it's the California Angels and the Tigers. And Len, where's that game now?
Jack, the Tigers are off and running here at Tiger Stadium. They lead California 4-0, and at the moment, we're in the top of the fourth inning with Jim Fregosi of California at first base on the strength of a single. And the batter is Rick Reichard, who struck out his first time up. It's a cool and cloudy day here, Jack, with the temperature about 51 or 52. And, of course, the forecast, a chance of scattered showers. Two left-handers started the game. George Brunette from California with a record of 11-18 and Mickey Lolich of the Tigers with a 13-13 record. However, Brunette only lasted 2 complete innings and was relieved in the third for a pinch hitter, and Jim Coates is now working for California. Lolich, on the other hand, started off rather shakily. He threw 4 straight balls to Aurelio Rodriguez, the third baseman, and walked him, then threw a ball to Roger Rapoz. At this point, Eddie Matthews called time and walked over to Mickey. He evidently settled him down because Mickey got out of the inning and did not give up the first hit to California until the top of the third, when their big catcher, Bob Rogers, smashed a double in a left field.
Thank you very much, Len. Sounds like an exciting ball game. And now here's a word from RCA Victor.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason. When you're first in color TV. There's gotta
gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's gotta love.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons now during RCA Victor Week. Your RCA Victor dealer is offering exciting values in new color and black and white TV, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
Follow all the sports news, including the exciting finish of the American League pennant race, throughout the weekend on Monitor. Also, don't forget that the World Series will be covered this coming week on NBC Radio and TV. Time now for all our NBC stations to identify themselves. Then more of Monitor 67. I'm Jack Haskell.
This is the NBC Radio Network. The 1967 Dream World Series with outfielders Ty Cobb and Willie Mays. Sixth game Monday at 7:45 p.m. exclusively on WNBC New York.
The group known as the Seekers, on the other side.
And the other three,
so we've done all.
Discuss important things. You can talk about old times, tell a father he's the greatest, or a mother that you're eating proper meals. You can keep the family feeling going. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
What? Yes, Dad, I love you too.
This is Jack Haskell for Monitor 67, your information and entertainment center. In 3 minutes, we'll hear from our resident social satirist, Al Capp, who has some salty comments on changing fashions in the modern world. But first, here's a report on that American League race. After 4.5 innings, Detroit leads California 4-0, Minnesota 1, Boston nothing. Now let's hear from Vic Dana, who has a brand new one called A Lifetime Loving You.
He just happened yesterday, yet it seems he came my way before. Darling, I swear I felt your lips on mine at least 1,000 times or more. Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams.
You're wondering why we call Azusa the Keep Your Car Going Strong capital of the world. Well, that's where the Wynn Oil Company people, to whom I am not related, make their Keep Your Car Going Strong products. For instance, Wynn's engine tune-up. It's guaranteed, or your money back from Wynn's, that in just 10 minutes driving time, Wynn's engine tune-up will freeze sticking hydraulic valve lifters.
Lifters!
It frees sticking valves.
Valves!
Repowers sluggish engines.
Engine!
Wynn's engine tune-up tunes your engine while you drive. It prevents costly engine damage. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Winn's engine tune-up. It's made to keep your car going strong by Winn's.
No relation
of Azusa.
And now, Al Capp, monitor's expert on nothing, with opinions on everything, who offers some of these opinions on social customs that were frowned on a generation ago but seem to be quite acceptable nowadays.
When I was a kid, about 11 or 12, I rushed home one day to tell my mother, who was a nice Jewish girl, that I had seen a lady passing in an automobile and smoking a cigarette. My mother said, "Alfred, you have seen your first prostitute." A few years later, I was sending my mother cartons of her favorite brand of cigarettes along with the flowers on Mother's Day. Now, my mother hadn't changed. She was still Jewish, of course. But more importantly, she was still nice. It was fashions in niceness that had changed. A few years ago, the suspicion that a lady was deceiving the world about the color of her hair got her whispered about as a bleached blonde. Of course, no one would say that to her face or in her hearing, but when it was said behind her back, her true friends rallied to her defense. Today, any lady who decides to change gray hair to blonde or blonde to red or white to raven black not only needn't do it furtively, she openly consults all of her girlfriends beforehand and can wait to show it around after. It was once not really nice to be a bleached blonde. Today, it's not only perfectly nice, the expression itself has changed from a bleached blonde to a stunning blonde. And anyone's grandmother can become one at any minute and may and still not be disqualified from Mother of the Year. It was once considered not nice to smash store windows, no matter how much you disapproved of the prices they charged. It was once not nice to loot stores of TV sets and whiskey, no matter how desperately you needed them. But fashions have changed. And this is Al Capp giving you the latest news about what's nice on NBC's Monitor.
Thank you, Al. B-R-A-C-H-S Brox reminds me that the frost is on the pumpkin. And folks just naturally get a yearning for the heartier things in life. And that's why it's Candy Weekend on Monitor. With the nip in the air, you'll find chocolate's just the thing. Creamy, dreamy chocolate. With an endless variety of fillings like nuts, fruits, jellies, you name it. So get chocolates as gifts for your wife or husband, and while you're at it, get a bag to slip in your own pocket. Your private stock. Get your candy by the bag or by the box during the big Candy Weekend at your favorite candy store. Roger Williams. You're in tune with Monitor 67 at 16 minutes before the hour. And just ahead, we'll be hearing from a West Virginia farm girl who's a champion both in the classroom and in the livestock show ring room. So don't go away. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
It's repeatable,
repeatable, repeatable,
repeatable.
Hill's Brothers Coffee is here. Now you can enjoy the coffee that's so perfectly blended you can even reheat it. Try regular, drip, or electric perk grind. Look for the bright red can of Hill's Brothers Coffee at your favorite store. Look for the bright red can. Choose Hill's Brothers regular, drip, or electric perk grind. Try it today.
Yes, Hill's Brothers coffee, so unbeatable.
And the proof of this is,
it's reheatable.
It's for the Hills.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
This is Jack Haskell, back with more of Monitor, where you keep up with all that's new, including that American League pennant race, which stands right now at Minnesota 1, Boston nothing after 3.5 innings. And in the first game of a doubleheader, also after 3.5 innings, Detroit 4, California nothing. Right now, here's Vicki Carr with her latest, It Must Be.
What's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray, let it be him, for dear God, it must be him, it must be him, or I shall die, or I shall die. Oh, hello, hello. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor. Put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons now during RCA Victor Week. Your RCA Victor dealer is offering exciting values in new color and black and white TV, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
Now, here's a Monitor outdoor tip. To make an inexpensive bird feeder, use a large pine cone and pour melted suet mixed with wild bird seed over the tips of the cone. Wrap a piece of wire around the core of the cone and hang it on the limb of a tree or under the eaves of your house. Harry Belafonte with Strange Song.
Excedrin Headache Number 48, The Broken TV.
Turn on the set. It's time for the bum, 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 bum. My favorite team. What a game. What a series. Yeah. Turn it on, dear.
It's on.
Well, there's no picture on the set, dear.
Whatever you see is what you're going to see. That's a cheap set. It fell right off the table yesterday when I was dusting.
This set... Now, wait a minute. Now you tell me at 1 minute or two, you tell me that this set... just fell off the table while you were dusting. How can a 600-pound floor model with a built-in stereo radio fall on the floor? What were you dusting with, a bulldozer?
Oh, you've got a headache.
I've got an Excedrin headache.
Oh.
A double-header Excedrin headache. What's that?
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin Strength. Tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches... get Excedrin relief.
If the day went and I don't know it, I'm open the window. Maybe I can see the ballpark from here.
This past week has been National 4-H Week, honoring the nearly 3 million American boys and girls who participate in this country's 4-H program. In this age when the beatniks, hippies, and juvenile delinquents get so much attention, it's nice to know that an organization like 4-H goes quietly about the business of turning out useful, productive young citizens. Such a young person is Janet Reed, a West Virginia high school sophomore, who's won honors both in the livestock show ring and in the classroom. She was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Foster Mullinax.
Janet, how does a 15-year-old young lady learn to handle cattle so she can become the best junior showman in the entire state of West Virginia?
Well, it takes a lot of work, and you have to try real hard and listen to what the judge says and... just follow the rules that he wants.
By the way, what's your heifer's name?
Her name is Dorothy. We named her Dorothy because when she was smaller, she had one dot on one side of her eye, above her eye, and on the other side, the dot was below her eye. And we called her Dot, and then when we kind of get mad at her, we just give her a strict Dorothy. And then when we sort of love her and want her to do real well, we call her Dorothy.
In a few minutes, the auctioneer is going to sell her to someone.
Yes, that's true, and I really hate to see her go. Maybe a little baby fight, but I cried. I mean, I just can't help it.
What can you do to replace her?
Well, raise more calves and love them just as much as I love her and train them as well as I've trained her.
Janet Reed, I'm told that you're also good at the books in addition to raising calves.
Well, yes, I do make very good grades as considered by some of the teachers. I've always been on the A and B honor roll, and I've gotten honored through the National Junior Honor Society for my grades.
I saw you have books here on the bales of straw in the cow barn. As this show's going on, you were actually reading.
Yes, I was studying my Latin. The show must go on, and so does in school, so I have to keep up my studies along with my calves.
Are you able to use any of your earnings in the calf project to look toward college?
Yes, indeed. I'm putting away most of my cash sale money towards my college education.
And Dorothy has treated you well. She'll probably treat you much better when the check comes in for her sale here this afternoon.
Yes. I'm real proud of Dorothy since, well, she is the grand champion heifer. And I did win first place in showmanship with her. She's a real good calf. And there's nothing you can say, but I love her.
Pretty Janet Reed from St. Louis, West Virginia, the champion in showmanship at the State 4-H and FFA Livestock Roundup, Jackson's Mill, West Virginia. This is Foster Mullinex for Monitor.
And now on the Monitor scoreboard, Minnesota leads Boston 1-0 after 4.5 innings. In Detroit, Detroit 5, California nothing after 4 innings.
Brock's chocolate-covered cherries, chocolate-covered peanuts, chocolate bridge mix, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
And I'm Jack Haskell, sitting in for Ed McMahon. Stay tuned now for NBC News on the Hour, and then we'll be back.
Sweetheart, if you be mine, I'll devote every day to looking for a steady job. Huh? I'll kick in the TV set. Even give up bowling. I'll buy you your own Mahjong set. And build you a vine-covered cottage with a fountain of Chateau Martin champagne flowing in the garden.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
How would you like a grapefruit right in a kisser?
The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne, the delightful New York State champagne carefully selected from the vineyards of New York's celebrated Finger Lakes to give you that very special Chateau Martin flavor that bubbles over and adds sparkle to every dinner, every party, every occasion. So the next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin New York State Champagne, and she'll love it.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Had any lately? The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.